Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, February 5th, 2018. Mexico celebrates Constitution Day today, and it is National Weather Person's Day in the U.S. Berlin continues to be a popular place for news that could be the plot of a spy movie. The kidnapping of a former Vietnamese official made headlines in the summer of last year. Now, the head of the German intelligence agency, Hans-Georg Maaßen, claimed in an interview with public broadcaster NDR that North Korea has used its Berlin embassy to acquire equipment and technology for its nuclear and weapons programs. Germany's domestic intelligence agency obtained clues on the technology procurements in 2016 and 2017, according to the investigation by NDR. The procured dual-use goods can have civilian and military uses. Maaßen added that when the agency sees such things, it stops them, but it cannot guarantee that it can spot and block each attempt. The agency also assumes that missile parts were purchased in other markets or by shadow buyers in Germany. Almost half a million euro in counterfeit money was confiscated by the police in Berlin last year. While less notes have been circulating compared to 2016, the higher number of fake 500 euro notes has increased the damage by 33%. The most popular note is the 50 euro note, accounting for about 2 out of 3 of the counterfeit notes that were found. The access to false money has become easier in the last years due to the supply in the so-called darknet, a non-public area of the internet. But according to police, the risk of being detected has increased, as the Federal Criminal Police Office has ramped up their capabilities, using all permitted investigative instruments, enable them to identify a large number of suspects. Football club Hertha BSC Berlin was inspired by the recent BVLG sneaker hype. A couple of weeks ago, the public transport company sold a limited batch of shoes with a yearly ticket embedded, which caused long lines in front of the two stores that sold them even days before the sale started. Hertha has now announced a lottery that will grant the winner lifelong access to the club's home games. The catch? The ticket will be delivered as a tattoo with an embedded QR code. The tag for the marketing activity? No other club gets under your skin like Hertha. A claim that other football fans will happily dispute. Fans can apply for the lottery with a photo, video, or other creative idea until February 8th. Arka Oda, a legendary club from Istanbul, opened an offshoot at Karl Marx Platz in Neukölln. Usually, Berlin's club culture is regarded as an export hit. Cities all over the world try to copy it. But now, a club concept that has been tried and tested abroad is being imported into the German capital. The Turkish Arka Oda is located in Istanbul's Kadıköy district in the Asian part of the city. During the day, it's a cafe, in the evening, a venue with a bar. This mixed concept will also be available in Berlin, where you can drink your coffee from 10 a.m. Kadıköy is regarded as a kind of Istanbul's Neukölln, a trendy and hipster district. In 1999, Goktan Budakoglu founded his club there, which has made a name for itself as a party location, but above all, as a place for more unusual concerts and for the local alternative scene. Budakoglu moved to Berlin 9 months ago. When asked about the political situation in Turkey, his business partner Ozan Maral emphasized that the club is about music and not so much about politics, but that dealing with President Erdogan is not always easy. Budakoglu adds, while the club has not faced severe problems so far, he currently feels much more free in the German capital than in his home city. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.